Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!"
I try to forget you, I try to be strong, scratch out a new life, living alone. But when you're gone, time moves on, oh so slowly. Drink my coffee, don't give me no tea. I call your name softly, baby, come back to me. But when you're gone, time moves on, oh so slowly. I can make you happy, baby, just wait and see. You're everything in my life, darling. You're the moon and the stars for me. I'm under the spell of your kind and sweet charm. Make you happy, baby, just wait and see. You're everything in my life, darling. You're the moon and the stars to me. I'm under the spell of your kind and sweet charm. So please listen, baby, please hear my song. Try and forgive me, honey, 'cause I know I was wrong. Just see, when you're gone, time moves on, oh so slowly.
I'm staring, seven walls that surround me. I've wasted too long years waiting on a call. Ain't got no hot car romance, now I'm a dance, take a chance and look around me. That telephone ain't no choice at all. Well, the phone rings, almost sings,
wishing that the whole world would find me without handing out my card. Still no denying. Damn that telephone, ain't no choice at all. Oh, and there's subway cars, East Coast bars, such a crazy place to be. Ain't no shame if you try it. Stuck out on the street, yes, and there's long black cars, rock and roll stars, such a long, long way to fall. Damn that telephone, ain't no choice at all. Oh, what's the rain, catching that plane at the same, I'm contradicting. My face in the window of a place I've never been at all. Oh, anyway, I can't stay. It's quite essential. It ain't fair, but I gotta be there for an early morning call. Yes, and there's subway cars. Such a crazy place to be. Ain't no shame if you're trying to be stuck out on the street. Yes, and there's long black cars, rock and roll stars, such a long, long way to fall. Damn that telephone, ain't no choice at all. Yes, and there's subway cars, East Coast bars, such a crazy place to be. Ain't no shame if you're trying to be stuck out on the street. Yes, and there's long black cars, rock and roll stars, such a long, long way to fall. Damn that telephone, ain't no choice at all. Damn that telephone, ain't no choice at all. Damn that telephone, ain't no choice at all.
Language where Jumping so crazy, but oh, I just had to. Thank you.
Hi there, and welcome to Radio Free Bongo, episode number 85. We kind of hit the ground running, so let me back up and we'll catch up on what we did. We started off tonight with a couple of unsigned musicians who also happen to be friends. First up, we had a dear old friend, Rich Johnson, the Swede, on guitar and vocals, doing two of his own compositions, Oh So Slowly and Walls. After that, we heard The Saloonatics, my favorite bar band, with Dave, Tommy, and the boys, doing the Allman Brothers' Melissa, and then covering Blake Shelton's The More I Drink. That always gets us up and dancing. After The Saloonatics, we went back to some earlier music from the 60s and 70s with the late Arthur Lee, formerly of Love, out on his own from his solo album, Vindicator, doing Love Jumped Through My Window from 1972. After that, we had Clear Light from 1967 and their debut album, They Who Have Nothing. And we ended up with Strange Days by The Doors from their album of the same name, also from 1967. Well, it's nice to be back with you again, and we just want to remind you that we finally have our own homepage where we can archive all our podcasts and put everything that I want to have out there for you. That is RadioFreeBongo.com. Simple as that, RadioFreeBongo.com. Any comments, requests, suggestions, you can find a link on there and you can email us, and we'll definitely respond. Now that we've got that business out of the way, let's move on to our second set of music. And this is kind of following up to a theme we did on a previous podcast where we talked about being the king. Well, it's still good to be the king. Or is it?
Man!
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship, a self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people, I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, do Just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me?
If you could only see me, I know exactly where I am. You wouldn't want to be me. Oh, I can assure you of that. I'm not the guy to run with, 'cause I'll throw you off the line. Break you and destroy you, given time. He's King Midas with a curse. He's King Midas in reverse. He's King Midas with a curse. He's King Midas in reverse. It's plain to see it. Where we are. So even though I lose you, you'd be better off by far. He's not the man to hold your trust. Everything he touches turns to dust. In his hands, nothing he can do is right. He'd even like to sleep at night, but he me gain control before I lose my reason and my soul. He's King Midas with a curse. He's King Midas in reverse. He's King Midas with a curse.
Black Queen. chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
Thank you. trailer for sailor rent, rooms to let 50 cent. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoes, don't pay no union dues. A smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Every engineer on every train, and all of the children, all of their names,
and every handout in every town,
every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailer for sailor rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road, king of the road, king of the road.
Customized oil pans from a bucket tee, chrome blowers and hubcaps, and a 383, twin mufflers and exhaust pipes.
Have a whiff on me.
And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We were never caught in stone. If I don't listen to the talk of the town, then maybe I can fool myself. I'll get over you, I know I will. I'll pretend my ship's not sinking, and I'll tell myself I'm over you, 'cause I'm the king of wishful thinking. And I deny the tears in my eyes. I don't wanna let you see. No, that you have made a hole in my heart. And now I've got to fool myself. I'll get over you, I know I will. I'll pretend my ship's not sinking, and I'll tell myself I'm over you, 'cause I'm the king.
Found Glory, a Florida band covering the Go West's King of Wishful Thinking, their version from 1997. Before that, we heard Lenny and the Squigtones doing King of Cars. Now, Lenny and the Squigtones was an interesting band. It was a fictitious band doing parodies of 50s songs. It was actually the actors Michael McKean and David Lander, who played Lenny and Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley show. The interesting part about that band is they used a few members of Spinal Tap, Christopher Guest for one, and purportedly a couple of others. They also used Murph, the keyboard player from the Blues Brothers, and possibly, although he denies it, Kiss drummer Peter Criss. Before Lenny and the Squigtones, we had Dean Martin, with his 1968 cover of Roger Miller's King of the Road. That was preceded by King Crimson, from October of 1969, with In the Court of the Crimson King. Before that, we had the Hollies, King Midas in Reverse, done in 1967. And we led off with the great Monty Python, from their 1975 movie, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. We had the segment, which I call The King and the Peasant. Good stuff there at Michael Palin. Cracks me up every time. Anyway, we're going to move along to set three now. And on this one, I know it's not Mother's Day, but at Radio Free Bongo, we always believe that it's never too early to honor dear old mom. So here we go.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today, I hear every mother say. Mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today, I hear every mother say. Cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she burns a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these. Outside the door, she took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today, I hear every mother say. They just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy, you can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your plight. Doctor, please, some more of these. Outside the door, she took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Life's just much too hard today, I hear every mother say. The pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
Motherly love, forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. The mother's got love that'll drive you mad. They're raving about the way we do. No need to feel lonely, no need to feel sad. If we ever get a hold on you, what you need is motherly love.
Come on, get it now.
Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. Nature's been good to this here band. Don't ever think we're shy. Send us up some little groupies, and we'll take their hands and rock them till they sweat and cry. What you need is motherly love.
Get it now.
Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. We can love you till you have a heart attack. You best believe that's true. We'll bite your neck and scratch your back till you don't know what to do.
What you need is
motherly love. Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do.
You know I got little motherly love for you, babe. Yeah.
You know I got a little motherly love here, honey.
Yeah.
You know it doesn't bother me at all that you're only 18 years old, cause I got a little motherly love for you, baby.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
I would rather have a keynote from a drum. Thank you. All alone in a little home, a mother old and gray was speaking to her stepchild who was leaving home sometime. She said, here is some money, I can spare it cause I'm poor. And if you need some more, well you can get a job of course. The girl went to the city, and there she came to harm. For someone stole her pocketbook, I think it was a thief. Do tell. She said, someone will help me, I know they'll understand. But how can she get money when she don't pass no remarks? Chorus. Oh, she never wrote a letter to her mother. Her mother never answered a reply. And when two people don't write to one another, of course, they both lose track. Somebody said, don't blame it all on Broadway. She said, I will not speak until I see my lawyer. Now she walks around at night. She sings like anything. That's a song my mother used to sing to who? Oh, my mother is indeed a sweetheart, a lovely woman. However, she don't get along with me too good. She says I have a inferiority complex, and she gave it to me. I was 13 years old. She says, let's have a heart-to-heart talk. I said, all right, Mom. She said, why don't you run away from home? And I did, and came home just last week in time to try and fix the boiler for her. I was down the cellar, fixing the boiler, made a bad connection that exploded and blew her and Dad right out through the wall. And that's the first time they went out together in 20 years. And as she walks the street at night, she sings like anything. That's a song my mother used to sing to.
Okay, you mothers, let's recap our third set. We opened up with the Rolling Stones from 1966 and Mother's Little Helper. That was followed by the Mothers of Invention, Motherly Love, also from 1966. The Beatles followed with Your Mother Should Know, done in 1967. After that, we had a very unusual one for you. That was Buddy Hackett from 1963 with Songs My Mother Used to Sing to Who? From his comedy How You Do album, 1963. And we finished up with Rolling Stones, back again to ask us, Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby? Standing in the Shadow. Again from 1966. Well, it's almost time to go, but we've got a little bit more time left, and want to remind you that RadioFreeBongo.com has some interesting links on it. I'd like you to check out Old Litfoot's Radio Circus, The Randy Bone Show, and WFDU's great Let There Be Country show. All can be found on our links page at RadioFreeBongo.com. Check them out. You won't be sorry. Well, before we leave you, we're going to give you one more, because we're just enjoying ourselves so much. We can't just drop it like that. And this one is from 1969. It's Frank Zappa, originally recorded with the Mothers of Invention, but he's done this a couple of times since, live versions particularly. And we've got one for you. The song is called My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama. Take care, all. See you next time.
You know your mama and your daddy say I'm no good for you. They call me dirty from the alley. In your mama jumped out screaming, don't come back no more. I can't take it. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to burn your dad. I get real mean when it makes me mad. Later I try to call you. Just were there. She told me don't bother to call again unless I cut off all my hair. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I crawl past the garbage and your mama jumped out screaming, don't come back no more. I can't take it. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to burn your dad. I get real mean when it makes me mad. Just weren't there. So fool me, don't bother to call again unless I cut off all my hair. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I crawl past the garbage and your mama jumped out screaming, don't come back no more. I can't take it. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar won't.